is Ted Kennedy. Does Bob Dole really want to see Casablanca in colorized color? In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, it's always sad when art and money collide. That's what's happening in the controversy over colorization, the process being used to transform black and white films into color for TV. The issue is artistic integrity, Bob, not whether color is more profitable or more popular than black and white. It's a mistake to let quick buck artists exploit real artists and insult our film heritage by changing classic black and white films into color through computer colorization. It's a high-tech form of painting by the numbers. Other countries prohibit it, and so should we. TV viewers can dial the color out, Bob, but that's not the point. Artists have rights, too. Ownership is not a license to tamper with art or distort classic films. Some people would put a mustache on the Mona Lisa if they could turn a profit. You wouldn't do that, would you, Bob?
Ted, now you know how President Reagan and I feel every time you get your hands on one of our bills. How about some protection for legislative artists? But if you want to talk about colorization, let's look at the record. Ted, color the taxpayers blue for your call for higher taxes, more government spending, and more gold-plated bureaucracy. Color Americans purple with anger for your call to gut our nation's defense system and your demands that Uncle Sam sign any arms control agreement the Soviets throw our way. Color your liberals green with envy because the American people appreciate Ronald Reagan's leadership. Color your glasses rose for failing to see the Soviet threat in Central America. Ted, our listeners and I are in the pink on this one. This is Senator Bob Dole. The Dole campaign gets a boost from a longtime friend, rural America. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.